Am I in quarantine? My name is Werner Puchert and this is Finding Frequency. So I'm on my way back from the post office. Again. Guess what I have in my backpack? If you've been listening to any of my episodes, you will probably guess that it's books and you would be 100% correct. I'm hoping that on my back I'm carrying future semblances of an amazing business that I'm building. We'll have to see if that actually becomes reality. But in the last couple of days, things have definitely started escalating around this whole COVID-19 virus impact, both in Europe and then globally. Today I found out that Mr. Trump doesn't want any Europeans going to the United States. Well, for me, it's not a completely uncommon thing. I mean, I am South African. It's not like I was flying from South Africa to the United States quite often myself. But there was always the option to do so. And this is something that I started thinking about today, because just due to the nature of the work I'm doing here in Poland, and it became painfully aware also over the past 2 weeks, I guess, with making these episodes, that I've not really been adding any local content. And to be honest, I haven't been doing any local things. I've mostly been quarantined at home. Kind of a self-quarantine in a way. And I don't know if it's because of the general kind of vibe around the virus or just me being a little bit more reclusive than normal. But I haven't been really been around. And I must admit, today especially, it started getting to me a little bit. In fact, I couldn't really do much work. The work I did today was really menial tasks that I wanted to just get out of the way, just to keep busy, just to keep doing stuff. And then honestly, I'm not scared of this virus. But then when you watch the news, and I know my wife is very concerned, and she's also working with colleagues who are hyper-analytical and I think also hypercritical. And of course, people have fear. Fear is natural. We're all scared. I mean, I've kind of started thinking about the impact that it might have on me or my family. And rather than trying to think about avoidance, I'm starting to try and think about delay, because I think the biggest scare, the biggest fear at the moment around this virus situation, this official epidemic, is that we all get sick at the same time. And infrastructure just will not be able to handle it. And this is the time to think strategically. So perhaps self-quarantine, like the government's imposing at the moment here in Poland, is not a bad idea. But then, what is the bigger ripple effect on the economy and on us as human beings? And I've always wondered how it feels to live in these weird times. And I don't know, maybe in the future or in a few couple of weeks, this thing will fizzle out. But I am definitely now living through potentially something that could define my era. Grandpa lived through the epidemic. Hopefully, Grandpa made it through the epidemic. But jokes aside, I am worried. I'm worried about my family. But I'm also worried that I'm not seeing the full picture. Being a little bit concerned about something that might not be as serious, just because we are kind of driving this fear. Driving this concern because we have people we care for. And of course, also having to deal with the fact that I am already a little bit of a recluse. Today is not much of a message. All I can say is of a little report back is that for the next 2 weeks, schools and kindergartens, in fact, I might have my dates wrong, but I think it's 2 weeks, will be closed. And I think other services might also be impacted, because as I walked to the post office, and actually while I was standing in the post office, some guy started coughing right near, close to me. And it's funny how you think about things. In the past, it would have been nothing. Now I'm going, I need to get home and wash my hands. And that isn't even, I think, a rational thought to have. So for the next 2 weeks, I'll be spending time with my wife and my son again. We've kind of trial run it before when my son was sick. So we're going to have to do this again. Stay in each other's company and find some creative ways to get along. And then at the same time also still do business, grow business, do work, stay motivated, stay focused. Such a strange, strange time. Once again, this is not some motivational speech. This is just some South African dude walking down the road on the other side of the tracks in Warsaw, thinking like, this is the strangest of times. Yet, when I'm walking down the street now and looking at how quiet it is, and I think I just saw a few sunbeams somewhere, but I might be imagining it because it's really dreary, rainy, wet. Everything seems to be okay. No real stress out here. What is the true story? All I can ask is that you look after yourself and your family. Stay safe and keep those hands clean.